Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today we're talking with Phyllis Crack, and she's from Richmond, I believe. You're organizing a Scott Woods benefit con. Scott Woods, he's the Canadian fiddle champion. I also know he's won quite a few more awards, too. He's been in the area before doing benefits for different organizations, and you're organizing a Scott Woods benefit concert for several different organizations. So welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you.
And would you like to tell us about what made you come up with the idea?
The ninth year he has been here in Richmond.
Okay.
I heard about it many years ago through my aunt who lives in Ontario. Scott does a lot of touring in Ontario as well. So I contacted him by email, and we just started organizing. And this is one of the two places in Quebec that he comes.
Okay.
The other one is Lennoxville.
That's interesting. Okay.
No, I have done it. This is my fourth year.
Okay, your fourth year, and it's been definitely a success every year, I guess?
Yes, it has.
Good.
Today, I give to the Melbourne Ridge Cemetery, which is our local cemetery where I was brought up.
Okay.
I also give to the Melbourne Cemetery in Lennoxville, because many people from Lennoxville support me with this show, and I feel it's only right to pay back. And I also give to the Cab Redeker Center in Beebe.
Mm-hmm.
This is an organization, a volunteer organization, who help low-income families, seniors, and burnout families and things like that.
Okay, so definitely a good organization.
Yes, those are my three primary. And if I have money left over after I pay my school expenses and things like that, I find other places to donate. This year, I will be giving some to the Richmond County Historical Society and possibly the Beulah United Church in Erriscliffe.
Okay, all good organizations that definitely do a lot of work, and the cemeteries definitely, people appreciate donations to the cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel that our smaller churches are closing, but we always do need our cemeteries, and they do need funds.
They do. Mm-hmm. So that's a great benefit there, and definitely probably something out of the ordinary, too. So that's a good cause, too. Now, you said you started conversing with Scott through email, and he has been in the region before, as you say, and very popular, too.
Yes, he seems to be, yes.
Okay, so definitely somebody that likes fiddle music, and I believe he's quite agile, too. He does different acts. The entertainment aspect of the concert, too, is definitely interesting.
Yes, he has also got the nickname of the Flipping Fiddler, because he does several trick fiddle tunes, as well as somersaults.
Okay.
While playing the fiddle.
So definitely quite interesting, quite entertaining, and definitely a pro at it. And I was would imagine that he has a band as backup, too?
Yes. There's, as a rule, there's about five of them that come. This was a family-oriented show when they first started, and as they grew up and went into their own careers, he does have different guest stars.
Mm-hmm.
And this year he has a down east. There are two guests from Nova Scotia. One is Bruce Timmons, who is a guitarist. And the other one is Tommy Leadbeater.
Okay.
And he also plays guitar and sings and does some funny acts as well.
The show will be at the Richmond Regional High School, so I would imagine that there are a lot of seats available. And
yes, I can place over 300 people.
300 people, that's wonderful.
In the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you usually have that attend?
I am usually a sellout crowd.
Wow, a sellout crowd. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So the concert will be on April 14th, 7 p.m. And what day of the week is April 14th?
That is a Tuesday.
Tickets of...
If they wish to reserve through me, which is the custom I have used, because Scott does like advance sale on tickets. I do hold tickets at the door. What I usually do is the people will send me a check and I will put their tickets in the mail.
Okay.
But I do hold tickets at the door for a lot of people that have reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be selling tickets at the door.
So to reserve or to buy some tickets, they should get in contact with you, Phyllis?
Yes, they can in this area.
Mm-hmm.
At 819-826-5883.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can reach my sister-in-law in Stansted, and she is 819-876-7179.
Okay, so two numbers to reach to reserve tickets.
Yes.
And how much are the tickets?
They're $25.
$25 a person. Mm-hmm. Okay. And definitely, I guess, would be a nice family outing, too.
It is, yes. I have many youngsters come, too.
Mm-hmm.
I should add that children 12 and under are $10.
Okay, children 12 and under $10. So that's less than half the price, so that makes a really nice evening.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely inspiring, too, for
yes.
all the music lovers and the children who are taking music lessons.
Yes, and we do have quite a few of those around this area.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Phyllis?
No, I just hope I will have a good turnout, that people will be interested and contact me for tickets, or they can pick them up at the door.
Good. Well, it sounds great. Well, thanks very much. And,
well, I thank you very much.
Okay. Definitely hoping for a great crowd and definitely always a sellout here in the vicinity, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you too, Maureen. Thank you.